Okay, the Gemara has been dealing with Andalim and Aleph. It's trying to address. We have this din of Biyatza Chinam and Kesef. And the Gemara says, you're going out as a Nara, and Biyatza Chinam, Elamei Naris, and Kesef, Elamei Bagris. And the Gemara says, well, once you went out as a Nara, why do you have to go out? Why do you need a special pasuk to go out as a Bogeris? So comes along Abaye, and Abaye has a very big Kiddush. Abaye says, oh, maybe Amar Abaye lo nitzcha ela lebager da ilonis. Is maybe there's a Kiddush over here that you can have a scenario of an ilonis. Rashi says an ilonis is a woman that ain't la simane narus. Ba'ashmin and krosh yotziyah yimei bagrusok she'ela esem shana. Is that she will go out, and she's not going to be already out as a Nara, because somehow she skips the step of Nara, she has no simane Nara, and then she'll go out as a Bogeres, and that is the approach of Abaye, Rav Ashi as Akasha. Couldn't we learn that out from a Kal V'chomer? And then Rav Ashi gives another approach, lo nitzrucha ela le'ikra zvina da islandis. How do you even know you could sell an islandis in the first place? When Shasakadai Techamina de Asya Simane Narus, Have Zvina, the Lo Asimane Narus Lo Have Zvina, you might think that the only way you can even sell an Amavriya is if she has a projected exit as a Nara. But an Ilonis has no projected exit as a Nara, and if maybe you can't sell in the first place, Kamashman, you can sell her. You don't know. But if she became an islandist, maybe the whole mechira is paka, is not a good mechira, and therefore, and all the money goes back. This is a Rav Ashi. This is Rav Ashi.
She would get all the money in that case, right?
She would. Someone would get all the money. Yeah. Okay. That fine. Okay. Now that is the Gemara. Now I want to explore a little bit the sugya of islandists, which is really our sugya. It's on our daf, but it has to be understood in the context of another Gemara. And that is the Gemara on Yavama's daf pei, and all of the Rishonim on our sugya are bothered by the interplay of our Gemara on daf dalet with the Gemara on daf pei.
So the
we're working primarily on Abaye. We're not Abaye. So the Gemara says in Yavama's that a ben esim shana, the lo hevi shte saros, yavia rai shu ben esim, who asris, lo cholet, lo miyabin bas esim, lo hevi shte saros, yavi rai shu bas esim, and vihi ilonis, lo cholet, lo misyabem, zivre silel, and beshamai says, zeveze shmonasri. So there's a machokas tanoim. What is the age of ilonis? Is it 18? Is it 20? We, of course, pass like Beis Hillel, but the next Gemara that we'll look at is really within the Shita of Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, that it's 18. Do not get confused by that. But we pass in La Halacha like Beis Shammai, like Beis Hillel, so we'll be using Beis Hillel language of 20, even though the Gemara here speaks about 18. So now the Gemara says, a machlokes itmar, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What's the case over here? So we have a 15-year-old youngster. What happens over here? I can't find the Gemara. Itmar. Achal chelev mi ben 12 v'yom echad ad ben 18. So a girl, she eats chelev, she's pounding ma'acholos asuros in those years, and she has not yet developed simane gadlus, v'nolda bo simane saris. And we identify her as an ilonis. Again, Rashi explains, we're using male language over here, but we're talking about a female. We identify her as an ilonis. Ula achar mikain. And even if, this is a little confusing to some people, but even if later on in life she develops simone narus, it doesn't make a difference. Rav amar, nase sris lemafreya, ushmo amar, katan haya ba'ososha. So this girl eats chelev at 15. At the age of 18, the age of 20, we know she's not developing simanim. Is she chayav a korban chatos for eating the chelev? So according to Rav, she is chayavis. She ate chelev. Why? Because lemafreya, it emerges that she was already a gdol at the age of blank. At the age of, I'm going to say, 12 and a half. And according to Shmuel, no. Until she clinches, we are clinched that she is a what? She is an ilonis, which is age 20. She's a katana until she's age 20. So if we were to graph this out, she's 12 years old, she's gone weiter, she eats the chelev here at 15, and now 20, we clinch simane
islandess. We know now she's an islandess factual. So according to Rav, already she's a gadola here. And according to Shmuel, she is a gdola over here.
Good.
That's a nafkamina being whether she has to bring a carbon chatas. So if I'm asking the topic, what is the topic of the Gemara in Yevamos? What is the topic of the Gemara in Yevamos? No, what's the Gemara in Yevamos topic? Is as far as Onshin is concerned, as far as Chiyuv is concerned, when does she become a gadola? An island is according to Shul becomes a gadola at 20, and according to Rav, she becomes a gadola retroactively. Okay?
Would it be different for like...
Now, one second. If I'm going to call on anyone, I'm going to call on Gabe Braverman. Let's be honest over here. So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara then goes on. Now, I want to just focus a little bit on, I want you to keep your eye. As I go forward, I want to keep your eye on, first of all, how do we paskel? Halacha Rav and Shmuel, halacha kerav. So the psak is going to be over here. That's going to be the significant psak halacha. That the, and now does Rav say at what age she becomes a gadola?
No.
No, so I really wrote it wrong over here. I shouldn't write 12. I'm going to write Rav says a gadola lemafreya. She's a gadola retroactively. Now, what does retroactively mean? So when is retroactively? From what point in time is she gadola? So Rashi in Maseches Yevamos Daf Pei takes a stand on the topic. Rashi writes over here, I put this extra piece of Gemara on your Ramakomas because I wanted you to see this Rashi. Rabosai, the Gemara now asks, well, what if this girl was raped somewhere in her 13, 12 and a half, 12 and a little bit age? So there's a halacha that a girl is raped. She's a nara that is raped. So there's a knas. There's a knas that has to be paid. So does this knas get paid? So Rav Meir says no knas. Why no knas? Because in order to go ahead and get that knas, you have to be a nara. Does this girl ever experience nairus?
No,
she went immediately from katnus to nairus, to godless. Immediately from katnus to bagrus, to godless. When did she become a gadola? So says Rashi over here. Look at Rashi, Divmasla Amarle, Ra and Yevamos. So Rashi says, Amarle Abai mi katnusa yatsa labagir, la'olam nas is gadola mafreya, v'hoda ein lo knas l'rav meir, mishum dimi katnusa yatsa labagir, denaris b'simanin tluyin, v'zu she'ein lo simanin, chashvinan kol yamei katnusa k'tana, uvimei narus bogeres. Vizu vizu l'rav meir ein l'knas. Av l'rabbanon, island is b'mei katnusa yesh l'knas. D'rabbanon pli yalei v'amin k'tana yesh l'knas. Now when is it? When is it that yemei katnus ad yom shneimasar v'yomechud? So when does l'mafreya, according to Rashi, when does she become now no longer a k'tana?
12 in a day.
So according to Rashi says the key time is 12. That's the key. When does she become a gadola? According to Rav. We're in the world of Rav. The rest of the shir is in Rav.
Right.
According to Rav, she becomes a gadola at the age of 12. 12 in a day, but I'm going to call that 12. Just for simplicity's sake. Okay. Now, that's Rashi. Keep that in the back of your minds. We are going to, what do you want to do? You want to learn the Ritva or the Rashba? One of them. One of them, not both. Okay, we'll learn the Rashba. We'll learn the Rashba. The Rashba is a little bit shorter, and the Rashba is a couple of years, maybe a little bit older, half a century older. We'll learn the Rashba. So open up the Rashba. They say pretty much the same thing. The Rashba is a little shorter. So the Rashba is found on Daf Dalet Amit Aleph, Dibra Hamase Lo Nitzricha, Ela Lebagir De Islandis. The Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all ask the same basic question. And the question goes like this. Let's see it inside. It's the kasha of the Ravid. And the Ravid asks as follows. I don't understand our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't seem to work. Because according to our Gemara, says Abaye, why do I need a pasuk v'yatsa chinam ein kesef for a special case? Yeah. We really have two women over here. There's a Nara who goes out. And then you have a Bogeris who goes out. Why do you two psukos? She already went out as a Nara. Answer? She's going out as a Bogeris because we're talking about an islandist. So when is she going out? Pasuk Pshat. When is she going out? At 20. At 20. When do we clinch her islandist status? At 20. She goes out at 20. Okay, let's analyze this outside first and inside. So if she goes out at 20, when is she being sold? When is she being sold? So let's say she's being sold as a 10-year-old. Ktana. Father sells as a Ktana. Sells as a Ktana. Is she ever getting to age 20? She's never getting to age 20. Why is she not getting to age 20? Because as an Amma Ivriya, she has Sheishonim. So she gets out at 6. She gets out at 6. Okay, fancy, fancy. She gets out at 6. And now that she gets out at 6, down, down, down. She gets out at 6, I mean 6 years. 6 years. So she's never getting to 20. So that can't be a Mitzias. That cannot be a Mitzias. So what exactly is going on? Let's see inside now. Hiksha Ravid, the Zavin La Amas. My boy but she already got out at 16. So what's you're not getting to 20? Uparik. So you have to say kishemachra kishehibas sheishesre. So she sold her when she was 16. Now can a father sell a 16-year-old daughter?
No.
The answer is yes. Why? If she's a Ktana. And this girl is a Ktana because she doesn't have Simona. So she's a Ktana. He could sell her. Oh, but wait a second. So according to Shmuel, he's selling her at 16. When does she become a Gedola? At 20. And therefore, when is she going out?
20.
That's a bay. Bagada Island is Gavaldi. She goes at 20. Good. But according to Rav, he sold her at 16. Now she turned 20.
He never sold her.
And it turns out Lemafreya, she's a what?
Gedola.
She's a Gedola from the age of 12. If she's a Gedola from the age of 12, then he wasn't even allowed to sell her. So it's not the pshat that she's going out at the age of 20. The whole thing is a mekaktos. It's a non-sale. Money goes back, nothing doing. You got to pay for that free labor. She wasn't allowed to be sold. So what is the pshat in our Gemara Lahalacha, according to Rav? That's the kash of the Rishon. Uparik. Kishamachra kishibas sheishas, right? According to Abaye, in the Gemara, by us, how do you understand the Metzias? Because according to Rav, it's how he paskin, it never works out. Uparik. Bishamachra kishibas sheishas, right? He sold her when she's what?
16.
16. The Adain Hiktana and came to Ibia Cyrus, Vinav Kishibas Esther, Vihicha, Oh, Larav, don't be a Vamas Kabi Srish, or Vishta Sars, or Hachel Miben Yukimadra Nasa Goloma Freya, Hecha Hava Salka Daitach, the Lo Tapuk, Adaraba, Kishigila Esther, or Vishta Sars, Igloy Milthma Freya, the Gdolize of Shas Mechira, Umechira Tosaisa. The Hadris Vina, it's not a sale. So it's not that Pshat, she's going out at Bagada Island. She's not going out. It wasn't a sale in the first place.
So, what is
the question? So what's Pshat over here?
So what's the question? There are two questions.
There's one core question. There's one question. And the question is, what's Pshat in our Gemara, according to Rav? According to Rav, our Gemara has no existence. It has no Mitzius. Mimonavshach. Mimonavshach. If he sold her as a 10-year-old, is she ever getting to 20?
No.
No, she's getting out at six years, at 16. If he sold her at 16, but now she's 20, which means Iglaila Milsamar Freya, she was a Dola Thomas sale, and therefore, it's not a Mechira. So there is no case. Ah, you'll tell me Abaye is a Shmuel man? You can't say Abaye is a Shmuel man because we pass like Rav. Gemara has to work according to Rav. So says the Rashba. Two answers. All the Rishonim give two answers. One answer is that of the Ramban, and the second answer is that of the Ravid. Pay careful attention. Says the Rashba. V'nichale.
Can you very quickly explain what the question is?
I'll do it one more time since you're asking nicely. How does Abaye? Abaye says you need the pasuk of Ein Kesef for a case where you have an islandist who goes out of 20 because there's no naris. How do you have such a case? If you're selling her as a 10-year-old, she's not getting to 20. She's going out at 16. Sheishan. If you're selling her at 16, so yeah, now she hits 20. But now that she hits 20, she's an islandist. According to Rav, it's Lamar Freya. She's a gdol at 12, which means at 16 you run out of a seller. And there was no sale. The sale is a mekal tos.
How do we know that she's at 20, she's going to show signs?
No, at 20, she's done. At 20, we see no simani godless.
At 16, she's
never lost. So now out of a seller, she was a gdol at 16. A father can sell a katana, cannot sell a gdol.
So we'll always know that she's a gdol. We'll
yes. Okay.
Shh.
So what's the case? What's the case? What's the case? Hold off. Let's see. I got a lot to get.
I
definitely don't want a Baba Adi Shemzer. Not interested. Benichalei. Denase gadolim afreya dekama rab mishash and nol deba simane saris ka'ama. The hocha, this is the case. Kishemachra bishnas yudvav. He sold her when she was 16. Vinol deba simane ilonis be 17. She starts to develop ilonis factors at what age? At 17. Okay. The mechirasa mechira, ukishigia la esrim, nasta bogeres mishnas yitzayin. Ulamala, umaxila odon maisia de mishnas yitzayin ad shnas esrim. What is he saying? Now, this is the pshat of the writer. I'm telling you the pshat of the writer. The writer says, he sold her at 16. At 16, did she have any simani godless?
No.
Zero. She's a katana. At 17, we start to notice this. She starts growing facial hair. Her voice is becoming deeper. She's developing large biceps. Whatever the case, she is starting to transform. She's developing simanim, physical simanim. No jokes. She's developing. Only I get to make jokes. She's developing physical simanim. Physical simanim that she's an islandess. She's starting to show at 17 that she's an islandess. Okay? So 16 is the Mechira. 17 is simanim of islands. Now, Rabosai, does simanim islands mean anything?
No.
Now at 20, she fails to show any simanim of a female gedola, which means now she is clinched as an islandess. How many years has she worked?
Four.
She's worked 4 years. When does Rav say, yes, she's a gadola lemafreya, according to the writers. The answer is not when she's 12. It doesn't go back to 12. It goes back to when she shows simane islands. And therefore, at the age of 17, she becomes a gadola. So therefore, could he sell her at 16?
Yes.
He sold her at 16. When did she become a gadola?
17.
At 17. So now, she's a Bager de Islandis, Vyotza Chinam, and now there's a payback. She worked 3 years where she wasn't supposed to be working, so now the buyer has to pay back those 3 years of labor to the Isha. That is the pshat of the Rivet. That's the pshat of the Rivet. I just told you. Her voice, it's clear she's not developing as a woman, as a mature woman. When those simanim start to show, what? Sometimes you'll have a woman who just is a late bloomer. and that's not Siman HaIlonis. And then you'll have a woman who is not developing as a woman. She's starting to, there's too much, not enough estrogen, too much testosterone, and she's developing in another way. And those Simanim that start to show, that is going to be the trigger of the Lemafreya, according to the Rebbe.
So why is she
doing this? Don't ask me complicated questions. Don't ask me complicated questions.
She really goes out here.
Here is when she goes out. So, but now she worked for 3 years that she shouldn't have been working, so that money goes back to her.
Why she sees size at 17? Why does it should be?
Because it's not vada. It's not vada. It needs to be clinched. It gets clinched at the age of 20. Okay. Rabosai. No Rebbe. I got to go bite. I don't want to hear bad jokes. Definitely not. I know. I believe you'll tell me after. I don't want to. No. Not yet. I gotta finish this. Okay, that's the pshat of the Raivid. The Ritva cites the Ramban. Quickly, we're not going to read the whole Ritva, but just open to the Ramban. He cites the Ramban, and the Ramban gives a different shot. The Ramban, I'm in the Ritva. Same exact question.
He's there in the Rosh, but you don't even know it.
He's there, but it's not as clear. So the Ritva says, in the name of his Rebbe, the Ramban, V'ika lemeimar. Dahai kushya lesa. There's no kash. Dela olam kishemachra kishiktana. Really, the sale was when she's how old? She's 10 years old. Kishibas eser. Umidnei shalo hevia simanim of the atet zayin. So she didn't bring simanim. So when does she go out? She goes out at 16. Vyotze b'sheish. Ukishigia la esrim. And now she is 20. What does 20 reveal to us? That she's an Ilonis. Na segdolo lemafreya vigloy milsa shidina latseis bishnas yud beishana vamechza. And therefore she never should have been, she should have gone out at what age? At 12 and a half. 1 second. At 12 and a half. And therefore, she went out at 16. How many of those 6 years of work were legit? Two and a half. How many of those were illegit? Three and a half. So she gets paid back. Three and a half. But when is she going out?
By 16.
She's going out at 12 and a half. She's going out at 12, meaning she's going out at Bagrus, which is 12 and a half.
Doesn't Rashi say 12?
Yes. Rashi says 12. Okay. So those are the approaches in the sugya. Now I am beginning shir. Shir begins now. So Rabosa, I want to ask you a question. I'll repeat it in a second. I want to ask you a question. Rabosa, I have to ask you, at what age does an idleness become, according to Rav, at what age does an idleness become a gedolah?
First time she's shown.
The answer is, there's three shitas in Rishon. There is the shita of Rashi, who says 12. There is the shita of the Ramban, who says 12 and a half. And then there is the shita of the Ravid, who says, when she shows simane idleness. Three shitas in Rishon. And our job is going to be how to navigate, how to lumdicize these three shitas in Rishon. Two more points I want to make, and then we'll start to try and develop some lumps. No questions yet. No. Trezna, I have a half minute, but no. No. Okay, Rabosai, I just take a look quickly at the Yad Rama, and then maybe we'll have a Tosis Rid, and then I want to start developing the ideas, okay? Above this all background information, Shir has not yet begun. Look at the Yad Rama. The Yad Rama is in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Hei, and the Yad Rama is talking about business, Masa Umatan with a Katan. When does a Bekotten become a gadol for purposes of doing business, kinyanim, etc.? So the Rashba said, the Yad Ramah says, the Icy Shtei Saros, Lo Mechazkina Le Begadol, Ela Mikan Labo, Aba Le Mafreya, Lo Hav Zvine Zvine, Ad Ad Asha Katan Hav. You need Shtei Saros. Aba Le Gabe Simone Sris, Hecha Shenoldu Bo Simone Saris, La Achar Mechira. There was a sale, and afterwards he developed Simone Saris. Okay, he's an islandist. Iglomus Mafrey de Mechi is Yaled Sris. Have a my desoven me nixe me ben yudkim oshanavim echod zvine zvine. Shrey gil a klaus no sob bishas mechira. You have a 14-year-old boy. He's a wheeler dealer. Very immature looking, but a wheeler dealer. And he's doing business. And you're like, I want to know if this is a good mechira. I'm paying money. Is it a good mechira? He says, yeah, it's good mechira. He goes, you look pretty young. You got Cyrus? And he says, not really. No. I don't got Cyrus. But don't worry. It's all good. And you're not ma'aret. So you say, okay, whatever. You're 14. You're bar mitzvah. But you don't got Cyrus. So says the Yad Ramah, no, to be a gadol you need shnei saros. But it turns out at the age of 18-20, it's revealed he's a sris. So the fact he's revealed to be a saris, what does that indicate? That once we know that he gia L'chlas Nosav, and that means that he became a bar mitzvah at what time?
13.
At 13. So he glory limits Lamar Freya that he's a bar mitzvah all along. Because he wasn't getting Saros. The Imish should have his Saros. He didn't bring Shtei Saros. Kima Akvi Saros by the Chazi Lasri Shtei Saros. When do you need Shtei Saros? If you're going to get Shtei Saros. But if you're not going to get Shtei Saros, then what? Then you don't need Shtei Saros to become a gadol, and everything is dependent on age. Avos sris de la bar isui shtei sarosu godless di day bishonim bilachud hu detalya. His godless is then exclusively based on what? On shonim. And now that we know that he's not going to develop saros, it's going to go back lemafre. Now, if I'm going to ask you this Rama, I'm going to put him on the board somewhere. Where am I going to put him on the board with? Who's he going to join? Who's going to join? He's going to join Ravid, Ramban, Rashi. Where am I going to put him? L'chora, I'm definitely going to put him. I think I'm going to put him in the Rashi camp. He's talking about a male, but the Ramah is basically saying that there are. It could be Ramban. Maybe we'll see. But he's saying basically, if he doesn't have, when does Simanim matter? If they're going to be Simanim, but if you're not going to have Simanim, then what? Then age, it's age. It's age. Now, so what's going on over here? So I want to share with you a really, really amazing Rambam. And sometimes you read Rambams and you have a Rebbe makes a diak and a Rambam, and you say, did the Rambam really mean it? But then you read a Rambam, and you're like, Madaik and the Rambam, and you say, whoa. Like, there's definitely something happening over here. So look at the Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchos Ishus Halacha Aleph. And tell me what jumps out at you in this Rambam. And I'm going to stop this shiur. So we only gave shiur for 5 minutes. So I'm going to stop this shiur early today. I don't mean early, like time-wise early. But I'm going to stop this shiur early because I want you guys, it's a really good sugya, for you guys to develop your lumdish cup. So let's see the Rambam. I'm going to plant some seeds for you. And then I want you to be able to do the work of putting it together in terms of lungs. So watch this. Habas. Miyom leidasa ad shetieh bas 12 shana gemuros hinikres ketana vinikres tinokes. The afilu hevia kama seoros betoch hazman ina ela kashuma. Let's say she shows Sa'aros at 10 years old. What do we assume those Sa'aros are? A mole. Because the person has a mole, hair sometimes grows a mole. It's not a simon of godless,
A mole.
Gacker said, like, sorry.
It's okay. Avo, im hevia shtei saros lemata. If she develops shtei saros lemata, beguf b'mekomos hayiduos lavoa sear, v'hibas shtei mesrei shana v'yom echad umala nikres nara. Good. If she now has shanim and simanim, she's called a Anar. Okay, that's Ishus 2:1. Now, I have one diuk to make, but I'm going to hold off on the diuk. I want to go now to 2:10. Haben. We just did Habas, and now we are doing Haben. Mishiyular ad sheben shloshes reishana, nikra katan, v'nikra tinok. The afilu hevi kama sar the tos man ze in a simen el shuma hevi stay saras la malav and become as how you duos la sayar the humi ben shalosh esre shana vyom echaru mala nikra gado the nikra ish. What am I interested in the Rambam Yehuda?
Two possibilities, either ke shuma or ish.
I'll take the latter comment. Yes.
The Gadol and Ish are two separate statuses. Oh.
So that relate to in benefit. All these cases, look what the Rambam does. By the girl, he says, when she's pachos mishtemis reshana, he nikres ketana, then nikres tinoikes. Like, why do you have to say that? Do I have to know that she's a, what does it mean she's a tinoikes? She's a ketana, that's it, game over. Nikres ketana, then nikres Tinoikes, by boy, he says when he's 13 years old, below 13, nikra katan, vinikra tinok. Maze tinok, like maze. Maze! And then he says, once he becomes 13 years old, and has simonim, oh, now he's a gadol and an ish. Like, just call him a gadol. Like, what's... So what is the Rambam transmitting over here? He's transmitting something. And it's really, really important. Yeah.
I was going to ask before.
Don't, no questions. I'm not interested in questions.
It's not a
No.
Okay, I'll bring a point.
No. I want my point. What is the Rambam highlighting? Yes.
Svedin.
What does that mean, Svedin?
There's a din in the age and there's a din in the siman.
So, Godless. Godless is a composition. Is composed of two factors. One factor is what I will call intellectual maturity. We speak about a katan being a lav bardas. At the age of 12 or 13, he develops intellectual maturity. Creating a bardas, converting someone into what I will call a halachic gadol, intellectual maturity.
That's the age.
Cyrus is but age. Then there is Shnei Saros. And Shnei Saros is evidence of physical maturity. And at the age of, at the presentation of Shnei Saros, so then the child is Yotze Me Tinok Tinokes and emerges as Isha Ish. Okay, now, one second. What's that? The Ilonis is a human being. Now, most people, if everything is functioning, if the hormones and everything is functioning well, there is a coterminous of intellectual maturity and physical maturity. They are organically in tandem. They work together. But sometimes things get skewed. And when they get skewed, what happens is you'll have one without the other. Your paradigm
of a skewed personality is your idleness. She has shanim, but she is lacking physical maturity. She's lacking the siman. And now what do you do halachically? What happens halachically? So let's do a little baby lumbus right now. Halachically, what happens? Comes along, I always, in lumbus, we have three shitas we want to analyze. You always want to start with the extreme shitas. Start with the extremes, because more often than not, the intermediate shitas are always going to be like offshoots. So we start with the extremes. So let's go with the Ramah and Rashi. That what is the key? Once she becomes what? Once she becomes an Ilonis, it's clinched that she's an Ilonis. So then when does she become a Gedola?
Retroactive
to 12. What's the pshat? What's the lumbus? It's a simple lumbus. Yeah, go ahead.
Because her even though her physical maturity hasn't happened yet, her intellectual maturity was...
Meaning, is physical maturity with this type of species a factor?
No.
It's no longer a factor. It's a non-factor. And since it's a non-factor, it gets erased. Delete. It's no longer relevant. It's no longer relevant. So what's the only factor that's relevant? Shun it. And since...
In the first place, why don't we just let you out when...
Because it's not pure das factor. In other words, the Torah is telling you is that maturity, godless, requires both. It needs physical capability and it needs emotional. It means intellectual capability. One second. So comes along Rashi, Rama, and says, oh, she's not developing simanim, he's not developing simanim. That factor is now neutralized. So what's the sole factor that's going to determine godless?
Shun.
Let's go to the other extreme. What's the Ravid say? What's the word it's
saying?
Simanim are still a factor. But they have been redefined. You always need simanim. You need simanim. You need an indicator. But what is, and I'm going to get to your point one second. I'm going to get to your point you in a second. I just remembered. I have a better answer than what I told you. You need simanim. You need shanim and you need simanim. But now with an islandess, the simanim are now reoriented. It's not simanim of godless. It's simanim of idleness. And that happens in our example here at the age of, what did we say, 70. Now Yehuda asked a kasha. Going back to Yehuda's kasha. He asked a good kasha. It's a good kasha because I have a good answer. Is, why do you need simanim? Why is that important? Just let me know. Let me know, Das. The answer to that question is a fundamental chakira. And yeah, why do you need simanim? So is simanim merely corroboration? Like sometimes I've seen this. I've seen 18-year-old, pardon my language, doofuses that act like 9-year-olds. I'm wondering sometimes, like, is this guy 18 or is he 6? Like, sometimes shanim is not necessarily, like he's got the years, but like he's still acting like a... Oh, so what's the role of simanim? Simanim are corroborators. You know, maybe someone messed up his passport. Maybe the whole thing is messed up. He really is 6 years old. Oh, no, he's got the goods. He's got the simanim that corroborates... That corroborates shun. That's one possibility. Simanim is a corroborator. The other possibility is, no. Simanim are an independent indicator of godless. You have two indicators. There's two criteria. There's one criteria called shunim, one criteria called simanim. So what is Rashi and the Ramah? What are they saying? The Etzem, there's one criteria. It's a criteria of shunim. However, what is the role of simanim?
To reveal,
to elucidate simanim. But if you have a person who's not going to have what? Simanim. Then memela says shanim, because that's the core indicator. And perhaps, why is it that when you come out, you go to a bar mitzvah, and you got this cute little kid, He mamish has not a speck, a scintilla, a follicle of facial hair. He's got the nice payas, nice little hat, and he's got the squeakiest voice ever. And we never, ever, ever, I hope not, we should never, ever, ever do any deeper investigations. We assume, we hope for the best. So maybe, what's the pshat? Pshat is that, yeah, be'etzem it's shunin. And simanim are just like a raya ladover. Okay, but so that's Rashi Ramah. Rashi Ramah says if it's not going to be simanim, then you go with shunin. What's the Ravid saying? The Ravid saying that simanim are necessary, are indispensable, but they are reoriented when you have an idleness. That leaves us with the Ramban. So Ramban comes up with like a 12 and a half. That's a weird shita. It's a tough shita. So I have a pshat. But I have more to say. So I want to save a little bit of this till next week. But apparently, there, as you ask yourself the question. This is what I want you to like mull about a little bit. Is by a boy, it's pretty straightforward. 13 until 13. He's a cotton. After 13 is a gadol. Very simple. Very clean. Nothing ambiguous. A girl has this like intermediate stage. Until 12, she's a ktana. Now for the next 6 months,
she's a possibility.
She's a nara. Does that mean, is she a gadola? Absolutely she's a gadola. She's chayav mitzvah. She's got a fast on Yom Kippur. For sure she's a gadola. She's a gdola.
Kind of like a
I don't know what that means. It's not a halacha category. And then she becomes a bogeres at 12 and a half. So what is that? How does that work? That piece needs to be understood. That's going to be relevant to the Ramban and will also be relevant to a Tosis Rid, which Mitzvah Hashem will look at next week on Sunday. Have an excellent Shabbos Kodesh.
Rabbi.